Today's daf is daf Nun Tet. Only crazies are allowed. And we're up to the middle of the daf at the two dots, Sulama Mitzri Emo Chazaka. So that's something that is not all that important and it's only there temporarily, we don't expect the guy to be Meichon, but the fact that he's not Meichon doesn't prove that your Taina is correct when you say that he gave it to me or I bought the rights and I've been there for 3 years. What defines a sulama mitzri? So if you don't have four rungs in it, it's more like a stepladder, a portable stepladder. And because of that, it's not kiveya anything bikviut, which is the concept of the chazok is kviut. Chalona mitzrit, ein la chazakana. When it comes to the chalona mitzrit, the Mishnah asks, it says, Ezohi chalona mitzrit, and then it goes on, but the person can't get his head into it, or a yudashita, if you build a frame. So how come when it talks about a chalona mitzrit, it explains what a chalona mitzrit is? When it talks about a sulama mitzri, it doesn't define what a sulama mitzri is. How do you explain that? Ma'ashna gabi sulam de lo mefaresh. Ma'ashna gabi chalon, that is mefaresh. Yishum de goi yifu yiribyuna b'seifa. It's obvious. In the sulama mitzri, there's nothing interesting. There's no machlokas. Here we needed to preserve the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that any window with the frame, even if it's a chalona mitzri, is also considered to be kavuas. Because of that, we already introduced it. But what is the definition of a chalona mitzri? It comes along Rabbi Yehuda not to be ma'apaylo. Om Rabbi Zera, bichlal, if you're talking about a window, here we're talking about a window, not a mitzri, according to the Rashba, a real window, serious. So if it's lamata mi'arbamot, what we said in the Mishnah, so lamata mi'arbamot yesh lo chazaka. Because once it's below arbamot, so then there's damage that's being caused. The truth is there's two issues that are really involved over here. As machlok, as we've shown him, which is the primary issue. There's the hezekriya issue. So generally speaking, the hezekriya, we said, if you're standing on something, you know, I have a wall, which is arba on my side, so then there's no hezekriya, because you can't see over the other side anyway. So if you all have hezekriya, in the first parak, we said that the shir is arba ames. So, Lechor, when it's talking about Arba Ames, the issue is an issue of Hezekriah. But there's also another question, because any time that I'll get a chazaka in the chotzer, you will not be able to put any type of building in a way that's going to be mastir the light from that window. So, Lemaisa, there's also a consideration of Hezekriah, your usage in the chotzer that's involved. If I allow a chazaka in a place like that, it means that the etzim, you're taking away building rights from the other person. Because now he can't extend his house or build a storage room or whatever. He can't get up to the area of the window where it's going to cause any kind of hachshacha. So there's really two things that we need to take into consideration. Various rishonim stress different issues. So if it's lamala mi'arba ames, so over there, lamala mi'arba ames, the guy anyway isn't going to build in that case. It's very high. So what's he going to say? In that case, if the other person is going to build, it's not going to be a mark of him. So in this case, comes along now the Gemara to say that if it's lamala mi arba amos, even though we have a real chalon, again, sometimes it's going back to the mitzrit, but we'll learn it like the Rashbam. So if we're talking about lamata mi arba amos, then yesh lo chazaka, and you can also prevent him from putting it there. But lamala mi arba amos, ain lo chazaka. The neighbor can't be mecha because it's not going to cause him, meanwhile, any kind of damage. And because of that, there's gufa no chazaka. Because if the guy ends up, yes, wanting to build there and so on, so he could say, well, the reason I didn't say anything is because it didn't bother me. I didn't think you were going to look at me. It's 4 amas high, and I had no intention of building at the time. Doesn't mean that I wanted it to be permanent. Rabbi Loma, fila lamala mi arba amot in lo chazaka. I could stop a guy from opening a window even though it's 4 amas high. 4 amas meaning from the ground level of the house. In other words, I don't have to think the chora that he's looking at me, right? Because that was the shear in the chotzer. I would say, if you have a wall 4 amas, why don't we say, maybe you'll bring up a ladder and put a telescope up and watch me skinny dipping or some kind of nut? We don't say that. We're not chayish for nuts. So if that's the case, we shouldn't be chayish over here either from the ground level of the house. So then what would be now the issue? L'chayre, says the Gemara, lema b'kofina midat stone kamiflikin. What we're afraid of over here is a different thing. That if the guy is refusing at something that doesn't cost him anything, he's stammer rotten, no good, Nick. What does it bother you? guy has a window all the way up there. He can't possibly look at you out of it. It's not going to bother you. So you have to control the world. So that's mean that's the day. So the court will get involved. Maybe that's the machlokas. Mar Sarvakefi. So one man the Omar holds, look, the guy cannot unreasonably, it's completely unreasonable to say that I can be Meicha. So therefore, any Yacholim Chot, Tainas Rav Yehuda. Mar Sheinka Rav Hillel holds, Ein Kefen. Look, legally it's within his rights. He's going, no. Kuli Amar Kofen. Of course, if it would be Midas Vom, we wouldn't let the guy be Meicha. So Meicha for what? There's no rights of yours being violated. Problem over here is that Shainei Hacha, the Omar Lai Zimni Demotavta Sharshifa Tutach Vekeyamat Vekachazita. Well, I don't know what kind of weirdo you are. Maybe you'll take a bench, climb up on the top of the bench, and stand on the bench to watch me. I don't feel comfortable when there's a window with people looking out. I see, Otaina, that would be the truth in a chutz or two. The very interesting Ron. The Ron says, nobody wants to be caught doing such a thing. So in a chutz, you don't have to be chaysh that somebody's going to do that. This is public. Is nobody always going to stand up? People say, what are you, crazy? What are you standing up there watching your neighbor for? So, Masha Enkin, in the house, people can do anything. Who knows what kind of weirdos are in the house? As you say, I don't know what kind of guy you are, but you're telling me nobody can stand there. Maybe nobody can stand there. As far as I'm concerned, maybe you built a special observation post to watch your dear neighbor. Do I know how obsessed you are? So therefore, the question is, can I, Tina, that I have a right to be chayshis for such a thing? The mail should be included in Hezekiah. Ahudiyata the Kamderabami. So it was a guy that had this problem that the Shachin was preventing his window. Amalei. So he comes now to Rabbami. Rabbami sends him to Rabbi Bar Mamo, to the Beis Din for Psak, but he sends a message. And he writes in the message there that the right Psak that you should give him is Ovid like Rabbi Law. You should do Lamaisa like Rabbi Law says, that Yocholim Kof. And that Lamaisa is a Savir Chashash. And that's how he passed. Omar Shmu Ula Ora. If you're talking about whatever kind of chalon it is, so then you don't need to come on to the chalon tsuri. The only reason that we said that there's not a problem with the chalon mitzri is because it's there only as an observation window, like a peephole to check up on your property. Again, what we would use a webcam for, right? So that was their equivalent of a webcam. So it's not there in order to be mishamish the house. So if the guy's worried that there's rumors that people have been coming in at night to his field, whatever, so we'll open up a temporary window. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Once it's framed, it's already not temporary. So if it's just a tiny space, you can't even get your head out of it, so then it just allows you to see directly ahead. So then there's no chashash. But, says Shmuel, whatever kind of window it is, if it's being opened in order to provide light for a dark room, then it's permanent. I don't care how big it is. So there, afilu koshu yeshua chazak. If I know that that's the reason that it's there, and it's not there as a people, so then adarava, then for sure I can tain it. What do you mean? You're going to keep it there, and one day I need to build, and I'm not going to be allowed to build because you have this permanent window over there. I can't be constrained in that fashion. I'm very sorry. So in such a case, he definitely would have been meicha. And since he isn't meicha, so the guy's taina. Again, remember, I'll leave it to Rashbam, the guy's coming with a taina here. The guy's taina is a valid taina. That since you weren't meicha, it's a raya that I'm right. And that you gave me this chus, or sold me this chus.
Is it easy to set up?
Sure. If the room has no other light. That's what it means. In other words, if this is the light, and it's otherwise a mokum afel, not just that you're asserting that it's additional light. The point is that it's a mokum afel. Fine. Zarkarei like a Mishnah. Haziz, artefach yeshua chazakah. So aziz, it would be any type of beam that is bolet into the other guy's yard. So sometimes you have that. A guy builds a pergola, the pieces of wood extend over the edge of the roof, and the other guy's on a maisa. That kind of thing is very good for hanging laundry. You know, it extends over the area, which is a common area. So the question is, can he indeed hang his laundry up there? Can the other people on there, can they protest? So aziz atefa, so if it sticks out, ad means down, not up. In other words, up till a tefach from greater than a tefach, even if it's as small as a tefach, is what I mean. Even if it's as small as a tefach, extending over into the kotzer, even a tefach or more, in other words, even a tefach is considered to be a chazaka because that bothers people. Mamela, if people were in Mecha, in the kotzer underneath, so he can taina that I was given rishus to put it there. And at that point, if somebody now wants to build and bust it off, he can't do it because I have a kazarka. V'yachol limchot. And if a guy now wants to do something like that and put out the z's, so memela the balachotzer can be mocha and say to him, look, you know, I'm not interested in things over my head for hanging your laundry on and so on. So in such a thing, we don't view it as an issue of midas adom or zenen of a zen or chotzer, because over here, there certainly is an immediate chisaron. Immediate chisaron being that if you're going to be using it, you're also going to be looking. So there's an element of hezekriya. And then if it's shayach, because of that, because of chazaka, then for sure it's damaged, because then I'm not going to be able to build. If it's pachot mitefach, so then indeed, people aren't mocked. So in lo chazaka, because of that, the balachotzer, if the balachotzer wants to build there, he can. Because the other guy can't say, well, nobody ever said anything, you gave me permission to put it here, how are you going to build now in front of it and bust it down? I didn't say anything, because less than a tefach, it really is not significant enough for it to bother anybody. Because it's since he's in a Yochalim Chot, obviously. So in the Chazakah, but that means that there's no damage done, if it means that the Balachotzer cannot be Mochan. It's not clear who can't be Mochan and who Mochan. But that's a Machot, in the Gemara, as we'll see. Omer of Asi, Omer of Mani, or something similar. But Yaakov, Omer of Mani, if a guy was Machzik with a Ziz that was a Tefach, then he's Machzik in four Tvach. Huh? My comment, well, that's a ridiculous statement. What do you mean? Because somebody wasn't Mecha for a Tefach, so maybe I can extend it out now, make it four Tvach. What's the sense in that? Omer Abaye, no. Okay, Kamar. What he's saying is that he's saying a tremendous Kiddush. There's a concept of a Mokum Choshev that we found in Shabbos. Mokum Choshev means that an area of Arba al Arba, we view it as being Lagabe, Hanoch as being important, Lagabe, Carmelis versus a Mokum Ptur, we view it as a, but that's how people relate to place. So the Kiddush over here is, once you have taken over a place, in any dimension. So let's say now your ziz is actually four tvachim. If it's four tvachim, it really makes a difference to people. Once it makes a difference to people, what it means is that you have allowed him a place. But a place is a square of four tvachim, not just four tvachim. It's four by four. So what it's saying is that once you've already violated the place idea, so then you get that place. So if you were marzik, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, yichzik rochav tefach, b'meshech arba, yichzik b'rochav arba. Let's say you had a thin ziz. It was only a tefach. This is one square tefach. But it juts out for four tefachim. In terms of the actuality of what it is that the person had granted you to have, it was tfisa of this makom. And therefore, four by four, you could actually have. But if it was more than four, you get nothing. You just get that area that you have. Now, obviously, you get the 4x4. Let's say it's 10 tefachim, you wouldn't get any additional rights. Or let's say it's less than 4, you were never koveya any rights to a makam. So it's this idea of a particular place that is defined as makam is what he's saying is given. This is tremendous implications for the dinim of Shabbos as well, the gabi chok tochot, right? Similar to the dinim of chok tochot. The chok tochot means that we provide an abstraction of place, where even if it's filled, we even it out. For all kinds of dinim, legabe mezuzah, legabe Shabbos, place within a wall, and so on. So that means that there exists a concept of place in the abstract, which even if you haven't taken advantage of it, appears. So it could appear by granting you rights to it, it could appear by our sort of hollowing out in our mind that area, it's not becomes a makom choshev, because it has that place to hollow out. This is a concept that shows up in many different ways.
So, are we saying when we speak of a tefach, we don't mean a tefach, we mean a tefach by four tefach?
A tefach jutting out, a tefach by tefach, meaning what we call a two by two.
Okay.
A two by two could be four tefach and long.
Are we saying one tefach? Well, it may only be a tefach with six out.
Two by two sticks out for four tefach. You have a long two by two or a short two by two. If it sticks out only a tefach, that's what you have. No. No. You have to get to four. And it won't matter if you go beyond four. You'll never get more than four, and you won't get four if it's anything less than four. But the moment that it gets to four, then it becomes Amokum Chasher. Once it's a Mokum Choshev, we even it out to become 4x4, not just 2x4.
Uh-huh.
That's the point.
Okay.
And what about if it's going in the other direction? It's more tefachap or going along?
No. So then it's not toface. In other words, it has to be something that takes away from you. From Makom Kosher. Well, here it extended into your property.
By four, it does not.
Right. Okay, so that's all that I'm trying to say. Now, you continue to say, if it's less than a tefach, there's no chazaka. It's not considered to be a significant usage. And it can't be mocha. Who can't be mocha? It says, Rav Huna, it means the Baal HaGag can't be mocha in the Baal HaChatzer. So let's say the Baal HaChatzer says, Baal HaChatzer goes up and hangs his laundry on your aziz. Right? That's what it's talking about over here. So the Baal HaGag cannot be mocha. That's what all it's saying. He can't say, don't use it, because he's not losing anything at this point, right? It's not bothering you, because your ziz is below the level of your roof anyway, your ziz. So Mamela, if I'm going to use your ziz to hang up my laundry, I'm not going to be able to go climb up and look at you on your roof. So it doesn't damage you in any way. And since Lamaisa, so there's no Hezekriya. If you're going to tie in it, but he's using the Ziz now, the other guy can't use it, right? But since he doesn't have any chazaka, so he doesn't have the rights to use anyway, because the Baal HaChatzer would have had the right to cut down his Ziz by building something there. So what do you want? You know, you're lucky you get to use it ever. So you have nothing to say about it. That's all that it means. But the other way around, the Baal HaChatzer, if the Baal HaGag wants to use it now and bends over his roof to hang his laundry on the Ziz, the Baal HaChatzer can say, get the heck out of here. I don't want you bending over, looking down at the chatzer.
Should be
mocha. Well, not necessarily. And that, of course, it could be mocha. Here he just wants to air out. He has a good dryer. I mean, he has a good washing machine. So it's been cyclists. You know. So the Baal HaChatzer can certainly be mocha. The Baal HaGag, Yecholim Chol. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Even the Baal HaChatzer cannot be mocha in the Baal HaGag. So then again, this appears to be a machlokus about whether Hezekiah or Shmei Hezek. Because since he's going to bend over from his roof to be able to hang things on the Ziz, so then Mar Savar, that Shmei Hezek, Mamelai can be Mecha in him. Mar Savar, the Baal HaChatzer, cannot be Mecha in the Baal HaGag because he doesn't hold that that's significant Hezek, which of course is the main issue that we had earlier in the Masechta, the beginning of the Masechta, that it's Lav Shmei Hezek. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Kuliyama Shmei Hezek. The question is over here, whether there is Hezekria. Because Shani Acha the Amale, look, he'll say to the Baal HaChatzer, what's your problem? You really don't think I'm going to be standing and doing acrobatics on something that's less than a tefach, right? So Ishtamushe lo chazi. I can't use it for anything. All I can use it for is to hang my laundry. So Lamai chazi, Lamit Labamide, so I'll hang my suit to air out. No, how am I going to bother you, you say, because while you're putting the suit out, you're going to be looking at what's going on down in my chatzah, which makes me uncomfortable. So I'll tell you what I'll do. At that time that I'm hanging my suit, I'll look the other way. So Madrana Apoy and Talina Bey, so you'll say, and what's to guarantee the Madrana Apoy? What's to guarantee is social acceptance. I mean, obviously, if people are going to see me looking at your chatzah as I hang my suit, they're going to think I'm a weirdo. What are you doing looking into his chatzos? Isn't it Vazalov Gagana? So Mimela, that itself creates enough of a guarantee for you that I'm going to behave myself. So you don't really have to worry. Well, I said, one man, I'm a whole Tainu Chinami. That's a Valataina. V'idach. So why does Rav Yehuda Paskin, you can be Mecha, even the Balachatzah Balagag? Because he says, look, there's no guarantee of your good behavior. Because let's say that you get dizzy as you're hanging off of your roof to put up your coat. The air out. So obviously if you're dizzy, you're not going to look the other way, right? You're going to try to catch your balance. So that means that any time that you're looking at my chatzer, there's nothing that's obviously nitfas alaf kaganev in it. People say, what are you looking at the guy's chatzer? No, I wasn't looking at the guy's chatzer. I just got dizzy. And I was just holding on to catch my balance. So because of that, it's not a valid guarantee of your good behavior. And the mail, it's considered to be a violation of my Hezekiah rights.
Isn't there a mocker?
Whatever, but I'm going to be hanging over. I'm hanging over to put on my thing, right? So I can certainly get dizzy. Once I get dizzy, I don't look the other way. I mean, that's the whole point of dizziness, is you try to catch your bearings. Your bearings require ri'ya. Our dear president. Lo yiftach adam chalonotav lechatzer ha-shutafim. A person has no right to open windows into a chatzer ha-shutafim, which sounds like what it's saying is that if he's going to be hurting a lot of people, he can't open his windows. But if you're only hurting one person, it's not so bad. And that doesn't make any sense. Okay, the Gemara will obviously explain that it means even where he has rights in the chatzer ha-shutafim. Lakach bayit b'chatzer ha-kanah. Look, let's say a guy has a house in a chatzer ha-shutafim where he's a member. He buys a house in the next door chatzer. And now he says, okay, that house, Lamaise, never had windows opening up into this chatzer because it had no rights in this chatzer. But now that I am a house owner in this chatzer, and I bought the extending house, so now I should be able to open windows from that house into my chatzer. He can, and if I have windows, I mean a door. That's really the issue over here. I want to be able to walk into that house from my chatzer. I'll have a front door and a back door. Why not? So, can I do that? Lo yiftachanu b'chatzer ha-shutafim. We can't open the house, build a door to that house in the chatzer ha-shutafim that you have rights to. Bana aliyah gabei beito. If you extend your house, you open up a second story. You can't have a staircase to the second story into the chatzer, even though you have your first story opening into the chatzer. So, lo yiftachanu b'chatzer ha-shutafim. Bana aliyah agabei beito. So lo yiftachanu b'chatzer ha-shutafim. But what you can do is, im ratza, you can be bonet acheder lifnim. So you say, like, what do you mean? You mean, I'm not, what is this? This is like the UN's gezeiras on the rova. I'm not allowed to add to my house. No, so what you can do is, you can build a room that opens up to the inside of your house. Or you can be bonet aliyah gabebe. You can build a second story on your house. But the opening to the addition has to run through your house. So it has to be potchalatok beito. It cannot come through the chatzer into your house. This doesn't seem to make any sense. So Gemara is going to discuss it. We'll see if we have a machlokas rishon l'maisa in terms of how to define zoning for extensions, which becomes very nogeh l'halacha. Says Gemara, well, what do you mean? Don't open chalonot l'chatzer ha-shutafim. You can't open a chalonot anywhere, even if it's not shutafim, even if it's one guy who owns the chatzer. Well, I mean, I thought that was the whole discussion we had in the first paragraph. How can you open up a window anywhere? Samayr l'chatzer ha-shutafim. I said, chatzer chavero, you can. Chatzer chavero nami lo. Please, says Gemara. Chatzer ha-shutafim means your chatzer ha-shutafim. It's telling you, lo mi boi ka'oma. Not only the chatzer chavero. Lo mi boi l'chatzer chavero. Obviously, we talked earlier that you're not allowed to open a chalonot. But you might think, chatzer ha-shutafim, where you're going to say, what do you care if I open up a window? And my door opens to this chatzer. So I'm going to be able to walk out. So what are you going to say? Oh, I could have been skinny dipping. I mean, I could walk out at any minute. So if I walk out at any minute, anyway, you have to be matzniya yourself from me. My presence is there in the chatzer. So what do you care if it's a window? It's the same thing. So you would have thought, b'chatzer ha-shutafim normally, sof sof ha-kabayitit stanui minoi b'chatzer. Anyway, you're going to have to act decent in the chatzer because I could be there at any time. Gamash malan, therefore, comes on the Mishnah to say, there's a big difference between having a door going through a chatzer and having a window looking into a chatzer. The Yomar lay that the neighbor can say to him, look, ada idna, b'chatzer ha-vabi'ina itstaui minach. Until now, while you were in the chatzer, that's when I needed to be careful. Let's say you would go into your house, you would close the door. I would hear when the door opened, so fine. So if I want to use my sunbathing area or my skinny dipping area, so when I hear you coming out to the chatzer, so I'll go into my house for a while. I'll put on my bathing suit. I mean, but it's not a 24-hour-a-day problem. But now that you've got a window, now I'm going to have to be careful even when you're in the house. I never know when you're looking, so I lose all my privacy. And that itself is considered to be a hezekria. So once there was a guy that actually did this, and he claimed that, look, nobody said anything, it's mine, and I have a chazak on it. He comes to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Now remember, Rabbi Shmuel's shita was earlier that if you do something in front of the violin, that he should have been mechayin, so then immediately you have a chazak. Because the guy could say, I didn't keep my contract because he's basically right in front of him allowed me to do what I want. We don't bask him like that. We said it's only if the guy actually helps you. But not if he's just there. But Rishmon Shita was even if he's there. So Rishmon Rabbi Yossi said to him, Nu ichzakta beni ichzakta, my zun, it's perfectly good. Chazaka, nobody said anything to you. You can keep your window there because this is a Shita la'alter avi chazaka, bifnei, the ba'alim, it's something that it should have been meicha. If it was Shalei Bereshus, he would have been meicha. This must mean that, remember, we had two shitas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel, where we brought a raya, la alta Rabbi Kassar.
But isn't this coming to court, a response?
Yes, but it was a response after the first couple of weeks. It just wasn't 3 years.
Okay.
So he says, yeah, he didn't respond right away. You know? So then he comes to Rabbi Chiya to court. Now, so apparently to Rabbi Shmuel, he had just gotten asked him, you know, is it okay? Am I going to have to worry about this? These guys are making me trouble. Nah, don't worry about it. Lamaisa, they sued him to Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya paskin. Yagato batakta. Look, you did a lot of work opening up this window. You'll do a lot of work closing the window. So lech yagehu satam. Go close the window again. Who gave you rishus to open the window? You're tiny, they gave you rishus. They're coming along being mecha. It's not 3 years. I don't agree that la'al teravik asaka. And memela kaput. This is the way the Rambam understands the issue. Others learn the issue, including the Rambam. The problem over here is that even if l'maisa it was true, Hezekriah is considered to be Hezek of the person. If it's Hezek of the person, it's the equivalent of what we had earlier, that when it comes to the Beit HaKisei, or when it comes to Kutra, somebody has a kiln. You can taina, it's true, I did give him permission because I thought that I would be able to be Seivel. But in the end, I can't be Seivel. He paskins the same thing is true of Hezekriah. So since it's considered to be a direct damage from you, it's not shayach to say you agreed. Because even if I agreed, that agreement is considered to always be conditional on my ability to be saved. And it's not a permanent agreement. It's a completely different approach, obviously, to the whole sugya. Omer ibn Nachman, really staying. Now, if a guy did have 3 years of a chazak in a window, the other guy now builds a wall directly in front of this window. The guy with the window who the whole time claimed he had chazaka didn't say anything. So then everybody's made it at la'alter have chazaka. Not because we agree with Rabbi Shmuel, but because we hold that it's a giloy that his original taina is a lie. Because if he really had a chazaka, there's no way he would have shut up when the other person went ahead and built a wall connected his window. Nobody does that. So even though it may not be the equivalent of being able to get a chazak in the first place, but it's certainly a giloi milta that if you don't have any raya, then this is an indication you weren't telling the truth when you said, yeah, my window, it's here, then nobody complained, it's in. They let me do it, it's fine. Then you would have said, excuse me, this is now my window. And you didn't say that, so then already it's a raya that people have been complaining or that you weren't, or whatever we refer to. People do not allow others, unless they never had a right to it in the first place, to close up their light. So they would have elicited an immediate response. So even though we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel to be able to give you a chazak altar, we do hold the Rabbi Shmuel's svara that it's a gilui that you never had a chazak altar. Because here you can't prove your bialis at all. There's a big difference between a guy who can prove his bialis, I'm going to take his bialis away. With this chazaka, that we won't do, la'alter. But to take away the claim of bialis, where there's no proof of bialis, where the person should have been meicha right away, that we will do. Lakach bayit b'chatzer acheret lo yivtechenu l'chatzer ha-shutafim. I don't understand. The reason, what is the reason? I mean, the only reason is, l'chora, is because my time, nishimar ba'alehim et ha-dera. Basically, what you're doing is that you, the word derech, by the way, is something that people ignore. Remember, the way in which we talk about bringing guests into your house is called what? And what is orach? Derech. Okay. So in other words, achnasas orachim is not a question of people. It's the fact that you allow the world into your home. Mar ba'aleim et haderech means there's more derech in your chatzin. It's not the people. It's what the people represent. It's a violation. It's traffic, but that idea of traffic means that which is coming along the roads. And that's the problem. In other words, I have people that I'm comfortable with. That's one thing. In Sodom, they also had people that they were comfortable with. The point is that, really. The point is they said, no roads lead to Sodom. That's it. We don't allow the world into here. This is our place. So that idea is called allowing the derech in. Marbalim is the derech, means there's more road in your class. Not, it makes it harder for you to get around and you're going to have to, which is the way we use the term sometimes, right? Marbalim is derech. You put up obstacles, then your marbalim is derech. He has to walk all the way around. Over here, it means you're bringing the road into the chatzah. It's a fascinating way of looking at it.
say.
It's a violation of the sense of privacy. I mean, it's obviously good in the sense that the more that are there, the less likely you are to be boxed in by your chatzer. There's a time where every man's home is his castle. No, it's in Gedina. He wants that in his chatzer too. That, it's a balance, obviously, this idea. So now, if that's the case, I don't understand the sefer. Because then it has nothing to do with the door. It's not the fact that the door is there. You're saying there's more people. That's basically what you're saying. People are going to be coming in that weren't here before.
So open a door? What's
no, I'm building an addition. So you're saying an addition. You can't put a door from your addition into the chatzer. But you can put the door from your addition through your house. So what's the difference? If the issue is that you're bringing in other people, so who cares whether they're going to door A or door B? Bottom line is your chatzer is full of all kinds of weirdos that weren't here before. So if that's the problem, then it shouldn't be any problems. Eima seifa. Ela im ratza boneh tacheder lifnim mi beto. U boneh aliyah agabe beto. So, halo marbel levet haderek. It's the same thing there. What's the difference?
Why you marbel?
Listen, if I have now a front door, and there's stairs going up to a second story that weren't there before. So you're saying now that you're renting out the second story and new people are coming in, it's okay as long as they go through your front door. Why is it okay? Well, who cares what door they go through? They're walking through the chatzer and they were never here before and they're a bunch of hippies that I don't want in the chatzer. What do you mean from you?
From my own family. I'm not being marred by anybody.
What is that supposed to mean? Who's to say? How do you know? Well, that's the issue. Why would there be no more people coming? Why? How do we know you're not renting it out to a bunch of hippies? Or students? Or yeshiva bokrim? God help us. So it could be anybody, right? Omar Ravuna. So that says Ravuna, that's the point. It's got to be talking about where you wouldn't be building a rental area, but you do not increase the size of your house. So when we, this other Rishbam learns, when we talk about cheder, we don't mean you add a cheder, we mean you split an existing cheder into two. So you don't have now higher population. You have more rooms. More rooms, fine. And you're certainly not going to want people to come in and use your bedroom and the other half of the bedroom. So that must be that you want it for, you want to open up a dressing area in the bedroom. So that, okay, that's your own issue. So we're not concerned with that. Or you could do the same thing by building a loft in an existing room. Now, I think you're building an aliyah mamish. When it says over here, aliyah, my aliyah, aptai, it means you put in a loft above the room. So it's like a yitziah, right? So if that's the case, we don't have to worry because there's no additional building. It's only inside. And therefore, that you have a right to do. Now, excuse me, we don't paskin like this. That's the Rashbam's approach. The Rambam, who we do paskin like, learns that what it means over here is you increase. You can build onto your house, absolutely. Build additional rooms and so on, but they cannot be suitable for additional population other than your family. That's the point. So if you're building a unit onto your house, oh, no. A unit not, because then you're bringing in other people. So what we can make a maximum of people that are not of one family that can live, that we can do for zoning. But if there, so if it's something that is being done by increasing the size of existing rooms, right, or by raising, you're building now a second story, which is a yitziah that you could see from the lower stories. You're not going to be renting that out to other people. So then you're going to have family members. That's okay. That we can't stop. Natural growth, you know, in the settlements. But when it comes to renting out the property, ain't nothing on it. That you're going to need a zoning, or you're going to need the neighbors all to agree. That's true. You mean if you move out? No, you can, that's right. You cannot sublet your rooms to other people in a chatzer, which makes a great deal of sense. That's the halacha. You're going to bring in other people into a chatzer. That's going to add to the overall traffic in the chatzer. What's that?
My apartment building.
Cheder Madrigot should be a chatzer, sure. In terms of this, you want to open up another apartment in the Cheder Madrigot?
No, they want to rent
out. Are you trying now? I have 5 rooms. I want to sublet. No, you can't do that. You would need rishus.
We have a neighbor that rents his apartment every week to someone new. 20 people on Shabbat.
But it's different people every time.
We're fighting in our
is.
Yeah, so that's a different issue because, I mean, it's a different type of use. So it doesn't relate to this. It relates to turning a house into a hotel.
Basically.
Yeah, that's a different question. It's a different yud. Because up until now, people are going to be living there. There's a normal number of people that live in a house. They don't just sleep all over the floor and so on and so forth.
It's happening right now. All around.
Yeah.
And it's the beginning of a response.
Sulama mitzri in lo chazaka, if you don't sulama mitzri, amid the rabbiane kosher in lo arba'a chavakim. Chalona mitzri in lo chazaka, maishla gabi sulam de lo mefarish, maishla gabi chalon de mefarish. Shub de gaboy flugi rabbi rabbi seifa. Omer rabbi zera, lamata me arba'a mot yeshlo chazaka ve yachol limchot. Lamala me arba'a mot in lo chazaka ve yachol limchot. Rabbi loy omer afil lamala me arba'a mot in lo chazaka ve yachol limchot. Lema be kofin amidat stom, kami flugi de marsava kofin amarsava in kofin lo. Kuli ama kofim, shani afu di omerle, zimne de motafta sharshifa tutach vekayamta vekachazita. Ahudi ato akamni rabba mishadu akamni rabba bar mama. And omerle, ovid le karabi iloi omer shmuel. Karabi iloi. Omer shmuel talking about now this, the chalon mitzrit, if it was loora, afilu koshu yesh lo chazaka. Aziz atefa yesh lo chazaka viyacholim chod. פחות ביטב אין לו חזקה ואין לו יכול למחות. אומר רבי אסי, אומר רבי מני. אמר לו, אמר רבי יעקב, אומר רבי מני, יחזיק בטפח, יחזיק בארבעה טפחים. אומר רבי יחזיק, אומר, יחזיק רוחב טפח במשך ארבע, שדן יחזיק ברוחב ארבע במשך ארבע. פחות ביטב אין לו חזקה ואין לו יכול למחות. אומר רבי לא שונו אלו בעל הגג ובעל החצר. But the בעל החצר could certainly be מוח with the בעל הגג. Was Rebino Emra Filu Balagag with Balachatzer, Gabalachatzer Balagag, and you're calling Chot. So there's the Machlokis then, Bezek, Riakan, if we, Barsav Shmezek, Marsav Alav Shmezek, Lo, Kulayam Shmezek, Shaila is there as a Gria here? Because since Shani Ocha de Omer Lay, look, it's only, I mean, the Tashmish to Lochosi, so what's it good for? The Midla Bamide. So that's 10 seconds, Madrana Boy, Vitalina Bay. Vida Chomer Lay, Zinida Beitta. And then you'll be looking, and you can always claim that. Lo yiftach adam chalanot av lachatzer ha-shutafim. Lo kach bayit b'chatzer ha-acheret, lo yiftachan b'chatzer ha-shutafim. Bona aliyah agave beito, lo yiftachan b'chatzer ha-shutafim, ela im ratza, bone at acheret lefni mi beito, u bone aliyah agave beito, u potcha latoch beito. Lemayer lachatzer ha-shutafim. Afil lachatzer ha-ver onami, lo. That's the whole point, lo mi boika omar. Lo mi boy lachatzach evi ro de lo. But you might think a chotzer shutafim where you already have rights. So there you ketainus of sov. Anyway, kabait it's tanuyim minoy b'chotzer. What's an afkamina to you? Ramashmon de armalei ada idna only when you were out in the chotzer v'min it's tanuyim minoy. Now, afil babayid nami b'in it's tanuyim minoy when you're in the house. Tone rabbonu ma'aseva damachajabat nachalonotav. Lechatzer shutafim both in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi who holds it le'alter abechazaka. Omar lo yichzakta b'ni yichzakta. Nobody said anything for the last 2 weeks. Both of them Rabbi Omar yagato batachta lech yagev v'satom. Where's the 3 years? Omrim Nachman b'listom in front of somebody who claims to have a chazaka. Then le'alter abechazaka against his chazaka. She'na namasri shesotmin oro b'fanav v'shotet. לא כך בית בחצר אחרת לא יתקן על חצר השותפים, מי טיימה? מבדי שמרבה עליהם את הדרך. It's the name of Seifa. אלא אם רוצה בונה את החדר לפי מביתו, או בונה עלייה אגבי ביתו. What's the difference? אלא מרבה עליו את הדרך. אמרבונה, מי חדר means שחוקו בשני, or מי עלייה means אפטוי, but not ממש an addition.